Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Gopura Dwara Margeshu Krita Kotuka Toranam Chitta Dwaja Pata Kagrai Anta Prati Katatapam. The city gateway, the household doors, and festooned arches along the roads were all nicely decorated with festive signs like plantain trees and mango leaves, all to welcome the Lord. Flags, garlands, and painted signs and slogans all combined to shade the sunshine, purport. Signs of decoration and special festivals were also collected from the gifts of nature, such as plantain trees, the mango trees, fruits and flowers. Mango trees, coconut palms, and plantain trees are still accepted as auspicious signs. The flag mentioned above were all painted with the pictures of either Garuda or Hanuman, two great services of the Lord. For devotees, such paintings and decorations are still adored. And the servitor of the master is paid more respect for the satisfaction of the Lord. Om Gyanatimarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksurangavitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Sapadantikam Anshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Ghor Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Sridham Mayapur, Odarya Dham, the land of magnanimity, and I'm very fortunate to come here every year. If there's such a thing for a sannyasi as a vacation, this is it for me. Very peaceful, waking up early, writing, chanting, getting all my work done. Don't have to have too much interaction. But I think people are going to kill me with the eating. I'm invited every day to a different place, and today I'm feeling the effects a little more sluggish, but okay. I can go for about a half hour today. It's just a combination of factors. But anyway, we learned so much about the culture from reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, the main thing we learn about is how to love God by becoming attracted to God, by seeing it, by the descriptions of his glories, and by the descriptions of those who have that love for God of which we covet. And somehow we've been following that for many, many chapters, and the beauty of that thing that we're all searching for more than anything else, which is the perfect loving relationship. And the perfect loving relationship has the perfect object of love, the most complete and pure love. And that's exhibited in the Bhagavatam. It describes the ultimate reality, rasa vai saha, and that rasa is bhakti rasa, being consumed, overwhelmed by the most intense feelings of love, facilitated, inspired by the Lord's Lila Shakti, which makes so many arrangements for the emotions of love, of pure love, of bhakti, pure devotion, to churn and to reach its heights, both in union and separation, the two embankments of prema bhakti that keep it flowing to its highest degree. And now we're just seeing one form of love is welcoming. It's a wonderful form of love. Honoring your guest, and here the guest is God, but that culture you see. And again, we described ritual. I think Mahamuni gave us that definition from Confucius, to conform yourself to something higher than yourself, which puts you in a position to experience love in the form of mercy. So when you love someone, you try to please them. And that means offering the best. So when someone comes whom you love, you offer them the best. Nisargasatam. In fact, in the Bhagavatam, Nisargasatam, it says that's a very symptom of a saintly person, is how he offers his best to other saintly persons. Like Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan, peacocks show their beauty, the baby deers show their cuteness with their eyes, the birds sing. And it's a magnificent expression of love. And when one experiences that singing, that beauty, one experiences the love that's expressed. Love in the heart is formed into different sensual objects to offer. And the experience of those sensual objects when offered in love is the experience of the other person's heart. And in this case, it's the heart of the liberated souls who have in their heart the essence of God's bliss potency, bhakti anand, the pleasure of love. And here it's just, and it shows us a template how we can live an emotionally satisfied, how we can live an emotionally satisfied life, by exchanging love and feeling love in the proper way. And when we don't have that, we can't be happy, even on a simple material or psychological platform, which is not divorced from Krishna consciousness, because we do have a culture, we do have a way of life, we do have a responsibility, we do have an aesthetic, and it has a purpose. It has a purpose to create an environment where we can relate better, communicate better, and learn better for the purpose of God consciousness. So, we're seeing the beauty of the decorations, the expressions of love. I remember when Prabhupada came to Vrindavan, how the devotees, when they heard he's coming, were just sweeping and cleaning like anything, just because he was coming to express that. You know, I'm involved in South America with the Sham Ashram. And, you know, we're trying to make a culture so people feel that when they come. They feel our love by the cleanliness of the place, by the welcoming, by the mood. That they feel that love. They feel that and become attracted, therefore, to the source of that love, which is C.C. Radha Shamsun, the C.C. Gornitai. Very important culture of Krishna consciousness. And I made that point before, the culture of any place is what you feel upon entering it. But the culture, the environment by which the heart can grow to fruition in love of Godhead. And therefore, it's going to describe an aesthetic. If the aesthetic has some function to condition the mind, to help the mind become receptive, help the mind become inspired in relationship with God. So this is being described here. Samarjita Mahamarga Vatya Panaka Chatvaram Siktam Ganda Julai Uptam Balapushpa Shatan Gururai. The highways, subways, lanes, markets, and public meeting places were all thoroughly cleansed and then moistened with scented water. And to welcome the Lord, fruits, flowers, and unbroken seeds were strewn everywhere. And to... purport, scented waters prepared by distilling flowers like rose and gyora were requisitioned to wet the roads, streets, and lanes into Orkadam. So just the fragrance also. See, all the senses, that's Vrindavan also. All the senses are satisfied by pure love. So you come in and you feel it. Feel it. Whenever people come to Vrindavan, I try to greet them so that they feel it. Such places, along with the marketplace and public meeting places, were thoroughly cleansed. From the above description, it appears that the city of Dwarkadam was considerably big, containing many highways, streets, and public meeting places with parks, gardens, and reservoirs of water, and all very nicely decorated with flowers and fruits. And to the welcome of the Lord, such flowers and fruits with unbroken seeds of grain were also strewn over the public places. Unbroken seeds of grains or fruits in the seedling stage were considered auspicious. And they're still so used by the Hindus in general on festive day. So it's beauty is scientific. Beauty is not relative. There's an objectiveness to beauty. I mean, people have lower standards of what is beautiful. But everyone knows there's an objectivity to beauty. And therefore, there's certain things that are pleasing, like unbroken grains seeds, of grains, and all, and it, auspiciousness, it creates auspiciousness. And what can be a higher auspiciousness than the proper feelings of love? I always tell that story when Papa came out of his room and he was offered a garland in Vrindavan, and the garland was wilted flowers strung singly without fragrance. Prabhupada turned his lips in distaste, not for the enjoyment he wanted and not even for the love that he needed, but for the love that the devotee needed to develop and him to teach them that love by offering the best to Krishna. And Prabhupada called all the ladies in the room and then taught them how to make garlands. Dwari dwari grihanam cha tadyakshata phalekshabhi alankritam punakumbhai phalibhir dupadipakai. In each and every door of the residential houses, auspicious things like curd, unbroken fruits, sugar cane, and full water pots with articles for worship, incense, and candles were all displayed. The process of reception, according to Vedic rites, is not at all dry. Reception was made not simply by decorating the roads and streets, as above mentioned, by worshiping the Lord with requisite ingredients like incense, lamps, flowers, sweets, fruits, and other palatable eatables according to one's capacity. All were offered to the Lord, so now also the taste. They offered the fragrance, they offered the vision, they offered the sounds, they offered the taste. All were offered to the Lord, and the remnants of the food steps were distributed among the gathering citizens. So it is not like a dry reception of the modern days. Each and every house was ready to receive the Lord in a similar way, and each and every house on the roads and streets distributed such remnants of food to the citizens. Therefore, the festival was successful. Without distribution of food, no function is complete. And that is the way of the Vedic culture. Even if Prabhupada at the beginning didn't have anything, he cut up an apple and distributed it. Because life is the exchange of love. And there are six means by which bhakti is shared. Dadati pritagrinati. You give gifts and you accept gifts. Guyam adyachi prichati, you inquire confidentially, and you explain confidentially. Bhunte bhojyate chaiva, and you give food, and you accept food. Food and flowers. The most pleasing thing, the flowers, its fragrance, its texture, its color. Fragrance. Same thing with food. It's taste. It's fragrance. It's texture. It's color. And the worship. All these things, externally, they may be sensual. Internally, they're emotional. Externally, you're waving a ghee lamp, but internally, you're offering your heart. And that's what artik means. You're offering everything to God. And you're becoming auspicious, because what's auspiciousness? Auspiciousness is when you manifest your true self, which is the servant of God.
So when you start looking at the world as an offering from God, it creates auspiciousness because it creates a mood of love, and that's the most auspicious thing. Shamya Prishtam Ayantam Vasudevo Mahamara Akuras Cho Krishenas Cha Ramas Cha Bhuta Vikrama Padyumnas Charadeshnas Cha Sambo Jambavati Sita Bahasha Vego Chai Shita Shayanasana Bojana. On hearing that the most dear Krishna was approaching Dwarkadam, magnanimous Vasudeva, Akura, Ugrasena, Balaram, the superhumanly powerful, Padyumna, Charadeshna, and Samba, the son of Jambavati, all extremely happy, abandoned resting, sitting, and dining. So when a great person comes, they should become the center. And therefore, you should stop what you're doing to greet them. I remember the culture I grew up wasn't like that. I always remember this. It stuck in my mind. I guess I was, I don't know, in my teens, early teens. But somehow or other, even though I lived in Brooklyn, around the block from me, as we moved into this new development, was the Seaview Pool and Yacht Club. There were absolutely no yachts, but anyway. And it was a pool club, a big pool and lounges and recreation and dining facilities. So, and it was, you know, for middle class, low middle class people. It didn't have to be rich. America just was just so much, the standard of living was just so much higher then, so much higher. It was, you know, my parents, anybody could afford, it didn't cost much. So the men used to come and play cards. And they'd do that all weekend, you know, gamble. So somehow or other, the mayor of New York, who looked like he was the new John F. Kennedy, his name was John Lindsay, very handsome, aristocratic mayor of New York. It looked like he was the next Kennedy, and he was coming. And, you know, as he came in, you know, he was coming, and the director of the place, he ran over where the men were playing cards. And, you know, say, like, Mayor Lindsay's here, man. It's like, huge. You know, in India, when you know, some political person comes. So it was huge. He's coming. But I remember the culture there was not one man even moved an inch. They just turned their head and said, who the F cares? And they just kept on doing what they were doing. That's not respect. Whether they should have not, that's another question. But here is God. He is the center. Not your eating, not your sleeping, not your sitting. He is the center. And you move in that way, and then you feel love. If it's a worthy object of love, you'll feel respect. Respect is the love that goes up, and affection is the love that goes down. So here in the purport, they're all explained who they are. You could probably read that yourself, who they all were. Very long, long purport. So we'll read one more for today, because I think that's all I have time for. Purenadram puraskritya ramanai sasu mangale sankhyaturya ninandena brahma goshena chajita They hastened towards the Lord on chariots with Brahmins bearing flowers. Before them were elephants, emblems of good fortune. Conchs and bugles were sounded, and Vedic hymns were chanted. They thus offered their respects, which were pranayadata, saturated with affection, and sadhata, and all respectful. Saturated with affection. A good society is saturated, filled with affection. Now the purport is short but very revealing. The Vedic way of receiving a great personality created an atmosphere of respect which is saturated with affection and veneration for the person received. So important, saturated with affection and veneration for the person received. Create an atmosphere where love is in the air, devotion is in the air. The auspicious atmosphere of such a reception depends on the paraphernalia described above, including conchs, flowers, incense, decorated elephants, and the qualified Brahmins reciting verses from the Vedic literature. Such a program of reception is full of sincerity on the part of both the receiver and the received. And next week we'll discuss about the prostitutes and how they functioned in society and they had a function, and they were devotees of the Lord, even though it's an unfortunate position. So, would anybody like to say hello? I got to go in just a few minutes. Happy New Year, everyone. All the best for the new year. We may be on our 11th year of this. Who's that?
Chaitanya Priya.
Okay, thank you, Chaitanya Priya. Hare Krishna.
So, all glory.
Anybody else like to say? Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Gurudev.
That Jai Shri Radhe? Who's that?
Jai Shri Radhe.
Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Shri Radhe. Okay, hi, well. Okay. Hey, Masha is coming to the Pur Yatra.
Yes.
Did she make it there herself? Is someone going to take her?
I'm helping her on the distance, but she's pretty good to making all arrangements.
Okay. Yeah, whatever it is, we'll pick her up. Okay. Good. Nice to see her taking that independence. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay. Somehow, you know, it's the new year. It's a little short, but there's nothing I can do. Also, it has to do with the phone here, too. I haven't got the cheap rate, too. Okay. Thank you all. Bunch of Gopa to the second.